Would you introduce yourself for us and tell us how long you've lived? Would you introduce yourself for us and tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm Mrs. J.C. from Concord, Georgia, Hollandville and Paydenville community. I have lived here all my life. Was born on this spot of ground, and I'm one of four generations to live on this land. My son is the fifth generation to live here. I began school in a one-teacher classroom down at the community of Paydenville, about a mile and a half from here. When I was 5 years old, I walked from here to there, and I've been in school a greater portion of my life since then.
You said that your son is the fifth generation that's lived here. This means your parents were actually born in this house, right?
Not in this house, but on this plantation. This is my father's portion of the plantation.
Oh, I see. About how many acres do they own as a total?
800 acres.
That's
there were eight children, and each had 100 acres.
Well, that sounds like a big family. All right, what about your maternal grandparents? Did both your maternal and paternal grandparents live in Pike County?
My maternal grandparents were born in this county, near Concord. My great-great-grandfather, Harris, owned the property that is now Old Hebron Cemetery, and there stood a Hebron Baptist Church on that plot, but it was moved to Concord. And he gave the land, the old grandfather Harris gave the land for the Hebron Cemetery, which is now one of the large cemeteries near Concord. And this old grandfather lived to be 100 years old. We don't know exactly when his birthday was, but we know he was 100 when he died.
Just can't get a good man down, can you?
It's a right interesting story. My husband knew him. He told of the time he was in court, and he enjoyed his bottle a little bit, I think. He had this way of sneezing just so loud you could hear him all over the county almost. He sneezed, and the judge said, "Fine that man $5. And he gave the bailiff $10. He said the bailiff was going to give him his change, and he said, "Just keep it. I might want to sneeze again."
Sounds like he was an interesting man to know. All right, this deals with your maternal grandparents. How about your paternal?
My paternal great-grandfather came from South Carolina when my father's mother was an infant. And her mother died en route to Georgia from Carolina, Marion District, South Carolina. And we don't know where she's buried, we don't know her name. The Bible, their family Bible, was burned when the old home house burned down here. So all those records were lost, but we did get another family Bible that gave us a few of the ages and a few facts. Now all the older ones are gone. We have nobody to ask. We'll have to go back to Marion District, South Carolina.
Recently, Pike County has celebrated its sesquicentennial.